Good morning, it's 619 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Well, the Nationals entered yesterday's MLB action with a .236 batting average and were ranked next to last in the majors with 10 home runs. Nevertheless, the defending World Series champions broke out in a big way by pummeling Steven Matz and the Mets 16-4. Also, the Rays downed the Red Sox 8-7 and the Phillies pounded the Braves 13-8. In MLB news, Mets hurler Marcus Stroman has opted out of the rest of the season due to concerns over COVID-19. Stroman has been recovering from a torn calf muscle and was in line to possibly make his debut next week against the Marlins. Tonight, Major League Baseball returns to Buffalo for the first time in more than a century. The Blue Jays will host the Marlins at their AAA affiliate, Shaylin Field, at 6:37 p.m. This, of course, after Canada denied the Blue Jays' request to play in Toronto during the pandemic. In the NHL, the Rangers won the second phase of the NHL draft lottery, giving them a shot at selecting Alexis Lafreniere. The Rangers were among eight teams that lost in the qualifying round of the playoffs with a chance to claim quite a consolation prize last night. This is the first time the Rangers have had the number one overall pick since 1965. And in college football news, the Mountain West has become the second FBS conference to postpone its football season over the pandemic. President Trump is joining some lawmakers and coaches in a push to save the season, saying, quote, "The student athletes have been working too hard for their season to be canceled," end quote. The move comes amid rumors that the Big Ten and Pac-12 may cancel their seasons. A Big Ten spokesman tells the Associated Press that its presidents and chancellors have not conducted any official vote on the subject as of yesterday afternoon. The ACC says it's moving forward with its amended schedule set to start in September. Syracuse coach Dino Babers tells the Associated Press that getting ready for games, even if the future is uncertain, is a welcome respite from all the conjecture. I'm Jesse King.